Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Reaching the World for Christ broadcast in memory of the late evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. We'll be joined by all of our regular guest ministers. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours and listen in with a multitude of listeners from around the world. And now, coming to you live from Calico Plains, Tennessee, USA, here's your host, Betty Yearwood and son Timothy Scott Dockery.
Praise the Lord, everyone. It's so good to be back on Blog Talk Radio, Reaching the World for Christ, and in memory of Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood. And we just want to welcome all the new listeners from all around the world, and as well as the regular listeners. We thank you for all your prayers, for all the prayers that you prayed for this ministry. We couldn't do it without you, so just keep praying for us, and call your friends, neighbors, and tell them about the broadcast and let them get on in and be blessed. And if you have any prayer requests, the ones that are listening by Facebook can put them in the comments and we'll get them there and we'll pray over them. If you got a praise report, we'd like to hear about it. God's been doing a lot of great and mighty things for us, and we just thank him for that. And we have a lot of sick people that are needing God to move for them. My sister Eloise, she fell on Tuesday and broke her hip, and she had surgery yesterday, and today they did an x-ray on her hand and wrist, done it just a little while ago, so she ain't got the results back on that yet, but she hurt her hand whenever she fell. So just remember her in your prayers. She's in the hospital. Remember little Landon, they got some bad news on him. Tumors in his stomach, all wrapped around his intestines and stuff. So remember him. He's got a lot of appointments to go to. And if you can at all help his grandparents that are taking care of him, just use my page, Betty Marie Yearwood, and you will find the details there about it. I've got information on there about how you could help them and financially, because they're having to run to Vanderbilt and they're running to Chattanooga and they're running all over the place trying to get this little fella some help. So just if you can, I would appreciate everyone trying to help them. And we're supposed to bear one another's burdens, so, and just pray for family. They've really been going through a lot, and we just thank everyone that has prayed for little Landon and as far as he's come already. And Jody's sister, she's in the hospital with heart problems right now, so remember that. There's many, many more in the that are needing God's touch. Brother Don Harris, our pastor's granddaughter, she's in the hospital in Athens. I don't know the details or nothing, but God does. But just remember her. Remember Nellie, the pastor's sister. She's on dialysis and everything, and she hadn't been doing too good today. Just remember all the other ones that are struggling out there trying to make ends meet, and those that need the Lord. Just so many, so many prayer requests. To remember all the ones that were in the fire over there in Hawaii, and the ones that lost their loved ones, and the ones that were in the tornadoes up here in Knoxville. There was some that was still displaced, so let's just pray that God will meet their needs. And we just thank God for everything that he's doing. We can really see him moving by his spirit and his power, and that's what it takes, is his spirit and his power. We're going to go over here and get a few songs ready to sing, so just bear with us and pray for us as we try to sing. We got still got this sinus problem going on, so just pray for us.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord.
Long years ago, been out in sin, I had no hope, no peace within. Down on my knees, in agony, I prayed to Jesus and he was incredibly free. I never fell for his again. And all the burdens of my soul were on the way. It made me happy when he breathed. I'll sing and shout it for he's every day to me. Oh, sinner, come to Jesus now. At his dear feet, just come to God. Confess to him your every sin. He'll say that thank you if you keep and joy with it. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my soul were on the way. It made me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it for he's every thank you me. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my soul were on the way. It made me happy, glad and free. I'll sing and shout it for he's every thank you me.
He may feel like
you have it all. For the tide is turned and you feel your back is against the wall. You're too thirsty for something that keeps eluding you. And for Jesus, he'll give you love to you. We don't need a savior, and there's only one. He's down from heaven, Jesus Christ, God's Son. He prayed our sins, he won our freedom. We don't need a savior, and there's only one.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name.
I was down, they feel the open. I was weak, and I forget. And I finally reached bottom. No one said he was me. Are you praying hard, or your heart is praying? On your mind, it's trouble weighing. Listen close to what I'm saying. Are you praying hard, or is your heart praying?
Thank you. I'm going free. Singing, and I was thinking, I wonder how many people out there could say that their journey's still getting sweeter every day. Every day.
Amen.
They know I've been in the favor of God. He's kept me through times and trials and things that I didn't know how it was going to come out. And Jesus kept me through them. Glory to God. And you know, when you get to looking back, how many times he's kept you from trouble and kept you from wrecks and kept you from sickness and all the things he's done and brought you through so much. It just gets so much sweeter every day. Glory to God, knowing you're a child of the Lord God Almighty. Praise God. It's just a joy to bring the Word of God. Maybe it would help somebody where they can get on that sweet road, that road where there's no disappointment. Glory to God. The things of this world don't matter anymore because we're not living in this world. We headed to a new home. Praise God. And that's a child of the living God. And there's so many today that's lost, they're undone. You look at their face and you'd say, they ain't never happy. I see them day by day in town and I always got a frown on their face. And I thought in my heart, I said, they don't know who I know, praise God. They don't know about Jesus Christ, about how he said, I'll fill you with joy unspeakable and full of glory, glory to God. If they just knew him, this old world down here, it may be rough to get. We're just going through it. We ain't staying here.
Amen.
Praise God.
When
Jesus comes back on the clouds, we're going to be leaving, folks. We got a new home of glory to God. Jesus said, hallelujah, if I go away, I'll come again, receive you unto myself. But he said, I go to prepare a place for you, a place for us, to live through eternity. Glory to God. But first, we got to seek the Lord. We got to find the Lord in our lives. And glory to God. Let him have his way in us to be in the favor of God. I'll start reading here in a minute. It's so hot in here. If y'all see me wiping, don't worry about it. The air conditioner went down a while ago and I had to work on it. It just has got to running. And it's warm in here. It's 113 in the heat index outside. So kind of warm in the house, too. Now, I'm going to start reading this stuff right here. This comes out of Proverbs chapter 8, 34, 5, and 6. It says, blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates, waiting at the post of my doors. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul, and all they that hate me love death. Now, I don't think nobody out there, if they're in their right mind, they ain't in no hurry to die. They want to live. They want to have a good life. They want to be joyful. They want to be happy. They want to have the things that they need in this life. Well, the thing we need more than anything is the love of Jesus Christ. And we got to love him. Because, praise God, it said that right there. Listen to it. Whosoever findeth me, find life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. I thought about that. I wasn't going to do this, but I moved to do it. In 2020, my wife passed away, June the 10th. We done her funeral. I got back home. I by myself in that house. All I could do was pray and cry, ask God to help me move on. 12 days later, I'm packing up the stuff in the house, and I get a phone call from my younger sister, and she tells me her son had died. And he was 26 years old and wanted me to come back down and do his funeral. And I drove back down here, and I got up there to do his funeral, and I'm sitting there, and I had all the nice words, you know, picked out to help the family and everything. My grandson got up before me. He spoke about they were best friends all their lives. Spoke about him and how he was and how people loved him and how he was just, everybody liked him and loved him. And he told that right before he got done, God moved me from every text I had and said, no, go over here in Revelation, these verses right here, and showed them to me. And I mean, just as I started to get up, he changed me. So I said, y'all wait just a minute, God's moving me. And I flipped to them verses. And I preached out of them verses. And he had 6 pallbearers, all his friends. They all was crying from what I was preaching. And I didn't know it at the time, but in his little pamphlet, you know, they make at the funeral homes, that you read about them and their life and their pictures in it. and they pick out verses. That was the verses that was in his pamphlet. I didn't know that. While I was up talking, my sister got a text on her phone. She looked at it. It was her church sending them verses and said that was their study verses for that day. God knows what he was doing. And you say, well, why did you go about the favor of the Lord and tell this story? Because I'd done his funeral, and we had a couple or three that got saved from it. We went to the graveyard. I preached the graveside. And when we did, it went to raining. So everybody was scattering to their car. I started around, started walking behind. Young funeral director come behind me. He said, Brother Miles, Brother Miles, Brother Miles. I turned around and said, yeah, I thought I'd forgot something. And he said, God, tell me to run and tell you before you got away that you was highly favored of God. Y'all, I sat in that car and cried a while because that meant something to me. I want to be favored of God. I want him to know me. I want him to know I know him. And I love him. And praise God. That brought so much joy that I sat there a while and just wept and thanked God and praised God for what he'd done, how he was. And we was going through a time of great sorrow. But God brought joy to me right then, just telling me that I was highly favored of God. Hey, I'm not the best preacher in the world. Never claimed to be, but I'll tell you the truth. And glory to God, it made a difference in me of how I mourned my wife, how I mourned my nephew. But glory to God, because I know no matter what, I could see them again. They both went to be with the Lord. They both served God. Hallelujah. And they was both highly favored. And both of them left here with cancer. But guess what? Where they're going, there ain't no cancer. There's no sickness, sorrow, no tears in the eyes, no broken heart. Glory to God. Why? Because they found the favor of God. And we've got to do the same if we want to receive the same. The favor of God is blessings that come your way each and every day, praise God. People ain't even seeking God no more. They're seeking to do it themselves. And they're coming short. And they're like, whoa, it's me. Oh, I got this frown every day because things are going so wrong. They're trusting themselves instead of trusting God. And I got, I can't do it by myself, but with God, he said, I can do all
that. Amen.
I'm going to flip back a page to the first of chapter 8, there about 17. And this is what God wrote in this, it's in the Bible. That I love them that love me.
Yeah.
And those that seek me early shall find me. He said,
amen.
Don't wait. Don't do like some. If I'm on my deathbed, I'm going to cry out and ask God to forgive me. It might be too late then. You may have went too far.
Right.
You may have had that last call of God that's ever going to happen in your life. And Jesus said, you can't come to me lest the Father draws you. You can't do it when you want to, how you want to. Glory to God. I set a certain time and a certain date, and I'm going to seek the Lord then. Don't mean you'll find him. He said this again, and those that seek me early shall find me. And he said, riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. What he pays us is better than the riches of the world, because what he pays us is eternal life, a place, a home, where none of the things that we hate down here will ever enter in. Ain't no hospitals, ain't no doctors, ain't no nursing homes, ain't no prisons and jails. Glory to God. You can't even find nothing to cry about, because when he wipes the tears out of our eyes, that's it. You'll never find another reason to cry. You'll never have a broken heart. Nobody won't be hurting your feelings every day, because we're going to love each other like he loved us. Why would you not want that? Praise God. He said, it's right. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those, listen to this, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasuries. Their treasures are be filled by God, not filled by the things of the world, not filled by the junk that they seek after down here, praise God, but to be filled with the riches of God. Ain't that more than we can seek and get down here? because when you die, you have to leave that. But what we're going to is an eternal inheritance. Glory to God. We need to seek the favor of God. How do you do that, Brother James? You got to live holy. You got to cast sin from you. You got to truly repent of all and live in righteousness. Live a holy and a clean and a pure life unto the Father. Glory to God. He's seeking such as that to serve and worship him. He don't want these double-minded, half-minded, halfway, pitiful little people that come up when they need something and say, oh, Lord God, help me. Oh, I love you, Lord, help me. But he wants them that when things is going terrible, they say, Lord, I'm satisfied. If I can just feel you in me, I'll be satisfied because I know it'll be all right. If you're with me and I'm in your favor, I'm more than overcomer, according to the word of God. Hallelujah. And nothing the devil can do will tear me down. That's what it says. Well, why is it people are so miserable today? And just like we got one running for president on the Republican side. He said, I want to get America back to America where God is over America, that we're one nation under God. And he said, when we get back to that point, it'll be America again. We can be happy again. We can love each other again. Won't matter about skin color. Won't matter about what you think you are, Republican or Democrat, independent. That won't matter. You can be children of God, and you'll be brothers and sisters. All of that has to go out the door. We don't want to fight no more. But how's it going to happen? It ain't going to happen till you go to seek it after Jesus. He said, the day you seek me, that's before you found. The day you seek me with your whole heart, that's the day that you'll find me. And I'm not going to be found till your whole heart hungers for me. You got to hunger and thirst for righteousness. Glory to God. And I'm picking
up.
Comes out of Matthew chapter 5. And everybody says it's the beatitude. It'll be the attitude of a Christian. I can tell you that. Because that's what the attitude of a Christian is right here. They said, he opened his mouth and told them, said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. To be poor in the spirit, to not lift yourself up and vault yourself. I heard people say, who or where? People tell me about a man come to church and he wanted to preach and they let him preach and he said, watch what I can do. Watch it. Watch what I can bring more people. Watch what I can do. Their pastor at that church said, you can't do nothing if it ain't in God. Because God has to do it. So he told him the truth. But when you're young and full of yourself and full of the world, you're not going to speak worldly junk. When you can't do nothing that God don't give you the strength to do, don't give you the mind to do, the will to do. Praise God. A man, he can't do a thing unless he got the favor of God on him. Then he can get out the conversation. All this long, they get rich in this world, brother, and they don't even know God. Yeah, but whose riches will they be when they die? When they end up in a lake of fire, what do you think that's going to be worked up? The Bible said, and what is it if you gain the whole world but lose your soul? Your soul going to live forever somewhere. Praise God. Where do you want to live? You want to live in a lake of fire, burning with brimstone, with the devil and the fallen angels? Or do you want to be in the kingdom of God where everything is peace and joy and happiness and righteousness and holiness throughout all ages? And you can be there taken care of by God himself. Why? Because you won into his favor when you chose him over this world. If you can't choose God over this world, I got news for everyone that you cannot have God. You got to put him above everything. Desire him more than anything. You desire to be in the will of the Father. Glory to God. You can't know the Son unless you get in the will of the Father. And glory to God, when you do, the Father will draw you to the Son. That's the word of God. It says this, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And I just told you that. That wasn't no story, what I told you. It was 12 days between when my wife died and my nephew died. Got down there, and I'm so full of grief over my wife, and here this was piled on top of me, and it was just tearing me apart. And that man come up and said, God said to tell you, you was highly favored. Broke me apart. And I thought, glory to God, I got all this happening to me. But you wanted to know, wanted me to know that I'm still in your favor, God. Lord, I don't want to ever move either. I want to stay in your favor. I want to be chosen of you. I want to be used by you. I want you to increase me, God, not in the world, but in you. Because by increasing you, I have more riches, and all these people's got their money in the bank. I got Jesus. Says it, blessed are the meek. Now what? I thought about that preacher again. How can you be meek and say, watch me. Watch me. See what I can do. Watch me. Let me tell you something. I can preach and watch and see what Jesus can do. Because I can't save you. I can't bring you to the altar. I can't make you repent. I can only bring scriptures. I can tell you about God. I can tell you about the holiness of God. I can tell you about the pureness of God. I can tell you about the love of God. But if you don't love him back, nothing I can do for you. Nothing nobody can do for you. Praise God. But the meek, they shall inherit the earth. And that's going to be the new earth. Because this one's going to burn up. He said, but they'd be, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. In other words, Satan, sinners, all these ones that halfway come in, but they got the other foot in the world. They never turn loose and get a hold of God. Then praise God. They ain't going in there either. Because you've got, like I said, it's going to take your whole heart to find you. And here it is. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. People, what do you
Amen.
Have an appetite? I got an appetite for food. I'd love to have a hamburger. I'd love to have some pork. I'm allergic to beef and pork right now where Dick's bit. It made me allergic to it. I praise God. I'd love to have, but I'd rather have Jesus. I'd rather get more of him. Glory to God. I'd rather be where I could do like I did the other evening. Get out in the yard. It was so hot, it was miserable. Got out there and went to pray, and wound up shouting across the yard. I praise God. Just the sheer joy of God, feeling his presence, knowing he was there, knowing he was with me. I praise God. That would be enough to set you off. And or you throw all your cares and worries down, or you can grab up, glory to God, that cross of Jesus, and follow after him every day, because he loved you that much. He's right now sitting on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me and you. If we slip up, if we don't do exactly what he's telling us to do, whatever it may be, he's up there and saying, God, just forgive him. Lord, give him another chance. I'll send down something to help him. And he does it every day, folks. When you hunger after him, you're going to be filled up. Praise God. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. That's them. When they do something to you, you say, I can forgive them, but I'll never even speak to them again. Yeah, I'll speak to you. I'll tell you hello if I see you. Something like that. Well, I may not trust you no more. That's a whole lot different since they said, well, if you forgive them, you won't be that way. Yeah, if somebody hurt you enough, you know what? You won't trust them anymore. That don't mean you didn't forgive them. That means that you're watchful. They done betrayed who they are to you. That betrayed that they're a backstabber and a backbiter and a talebearer, and all them in the Bible, it says is a sin. So if they're sinners, you know, you can't have nothing. So what does God have to do with mammon? Praise the Lord. It said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Amen.
I long to see my Savior. I long to see Jesus Christ. He's coming back, but he's coming back on the people that's ready for it. Somebody that's looking
Amen.
For it. They ain't been caught unaware. Oh, here they are about, well, it's New Year's Eve. I'm going to go out and just sip a few. I'm not going to get drunk or nothing. And I'll get out and dance a little bit. And we like to go to church and pray the old year out and the new year in. That's a whole lot different lifestyle, isn't it? One of them's chosen by God. One of them's chosen by the devil. And how many does it as they claim
Amen.
All the time they're church? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, glory to God. But then, well, it's New Year's. Let's go out over and take gluten. And they do that stuff. It's every day. Glory to God. But what do you say?
Amen.
The pure in heart shall see God. The ones that don't have that in their heart no more. They don't have a lust and a desire after the things of sin. But glory to God. They have lust in their heart for more of Jesus, for more of God, for more of the sweet Holy Ghost. But glory to God. more of the gifts of God to work in their lives so they can help others. Glory to God. Give me, Lord, a sight that I can see the need in people. Glory to God. Not that I can see their faults. Oh, we got enough of them. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Today, I can see every fault you got. Every time you go to church, they're at a church, they talk to somebody and tell every fault you got. And they don't realize they got more than you got. That's where he said,
Amen.
You don't try to pick the mold out of somebody's eye when you got a beam in yours. Glory to God. He said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Hallelujah. You know, we can make peace. I've made peace with people that done me so dirty. I had one time I resigned from a church. I give them notice, all that. When I got done, we took our equipment because I'd bought every bit of it. Told them when I left, I was going to take my equipment. One of the speakers, I bought it after I started that church. I still bought it, but I didn't load it up. I said, you going to get the other speakers? No, they'll claim I'm stealing something. I'm just going to leave it. But guess what happened? About 2 days later, I heard they were telling everybody I stole everything. I let them talk. They went telling everybody in the country, he's a thief. He's not a preacher. He's a thief. And I went one day, Brenda's down praying at night, 4 o'clock in the morning. God said, call that man. And she said, what, Lord? And he said, call him. She called him on the phone. Said, we need to come see you. And he said, well, God told you come tomorrow. We drove up there. I got out, went in. He was all stiff-necked up. And I said, I just wanted to show you something, brother. He said, what's that? I threw down them receipts. I said, that's where I bought all that equipment you told everybody I sold. And none of it belonged to y'all. I bought that before I ever started pastoring that church. It was mine. I already had it. And he said, I didn't know that. I bought the church about that. I said, brother, why would you go tell I stole it if you didn't know? But he apologized. We made friends. We was friends until he died. Glory to God. You got to be a peacemaker sometimes. Sometimes you got to swallow that pride and go back and say, look, if I done something, you forgive me. But what you done to me hurt me bad. But let's just be friends and forget it all. And you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. But you done what God said. You was a peacemaker. You're trying to broker the love of God unto somebody that fell away. And hallelujah, you don't know what that little act will do. It might bring somebody back into the arms of God. Hallelujah. That's just pulling herself out because they was mistaken. See, he thought the church bought all that stuff. He didn't even know, but he told I stole it. And churches wouldn't even let me come to their church because they heard that. They had to go straighten it all out, too. Had all of them, about the one from that church come and apologize to me. That one was stiff-necked, never did come. I told them I forgave them. They just wouldn't do it. He goes on and says, blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and to say all manner of evil against you falsely for his sake. You know, that's when we get glad then, don't we? Because we crazy people. When they persecute for Jesus, he said, happy are you. Because we've been persecuted for the one we love. We've been persecuted for the one who loves us. But we've been persecuted for the one true God. Hallelujah. The only one that can forgive sin. Only one that can guarantee eternal life. Only one, praise God, in the whole universe that loved us enough to go prepare a place for us to live forever.
Amen.
And yet,
Jesus,
it seems like that don't work even today. I'm going to let this get down here and read a little more out of it. Chapter 7. Is still in Matthew. 7, I love this verses right here. And it comes out of, this is chapter 6, verse 31 and through 34, said this. Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. He said, but seek, there's that seek word again, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things that worries you to death, don't know how you're going to do that. How you going to buy a groat? How you going to... He said, all these things shall be added unto you. So, why are you worried about tomorrow? What we're going to have for tomorrow? Lord, he said, you just take thought of today. There's enough evil in today to keep you busy. Warding it off. Don't go tomorrow and borrow evil out of it. And here's what it says in verse 7 of chapter 7. And this is for you to think about this. You know when he said to seek him early, to find him, glory to God? Well, you know how hard it is to find him? It's hard to get over to God, ain't it? Let's see what it says about it. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek.
Amen.
And you shall find it. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that receive it. See, God don't withhold himself and act like, hey, I'm too good for you. You're just a peon. I'm too good. He went to the cross and died for every one of us. Every one of us has a Savior that was willing to come from heaven down to this stinking earth and take on the form of a man and be crucified on a Roman cross. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. And he could have got away and got down at any moment. He had the power. But his love for us nailed him to that cross. It wasn't him's fact. It was his love, praise God, that held him there. And it says, everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And he goes on and makes a comparison. He said, or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? Said, if we, us, then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Don't be afraid to go to God and tell him, Lord, I'm a sinner. I'm a rank sinner. I've done so much wrong. I don't think I've ever done much right, but I've sure done the wrong. But God, I'm tired of being struggling every day just to get by. I want you to let me come into the favor of God. I want you to forgive me. I ask you to come in my life. I ask you to be part of every thought and every deed. Be my leader. Be my guide. Be my helper when I need help. God, I'm asking you to come to me and help me, Lord, and forgive me. And what did he say? He said, ask and you receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock. And it shall, not maybe, not someday. He said, it shall be opened unto you. Praise God. Glory. Getting saved is a matter of you getting ready, not God being ready for you. God's ready for us now. But if you be saved, it's going to be because you got your heart right with God. You asked him to come in. You went and sought him out. You seeking him. And it's going to be you knocking at his door. Lord, please come into my heart. Yeah. Lord, please forgive me. That's how it happened. That's the meek that inherits the earth. It ain't about, look at me, God. I can do mighty things for you. Just look at me, Lord, how much need I have in me. How much my soul needs to be cleaned by you, Lord. How many sins need to be wiped away, God. I done them. And I'm ashamed and I'm sorry. But God, I love you. And I just ask you to forgive me. He'll never turn you away if you come like that. But you got people, like I said, they everyone think they're so good that God can't do without them when it's really the other way around. And if you stay in chapter 7 with me and go to verse 21, we'll read that. He said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But
amen.
Of my Father which is in heaven. He said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? See, this is what they say in David. Listen to that, folks. Hadn't we prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils. And in thy name done many wonderful works. They're bragging on the stuff they did. They didn't give God the credit for him working through them to do them works. But look, hey, didn't I do this? and I did this, and I did this. God ain't agreed. And what did he say?
Come on.
Then will I confess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me,
amen,
ye that work in iniquity. You think about how that's going to be. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Jesus Christ,
amen,
is the rock of salvation. He's the Lord of salvation. He's the one. Glory to God. Right now, that's why you can't rest at night when you go out and live like the world every day. That's why when you get out and do things in your flesh that you shouldn't do, it worries, it stays on your mind. You know you're guilty. You know you're doing wrong. These people that's going in the stores and breaking everything up, stealing everything and going out, they know they're criminals. They know they're crooks. They don't come to God. They'll know what the lake of fire feels like to. I don't cut them no slack. I don't have to. God said stealing's wrong. He said, glory to God, telling a lie is wrong. Just telling a lie will send you to that lake of fire if you don't repent of it. Well, what do you think stealing will do? What do you think looking out and seeing somebody's stuff and go steal that? Is that not covetousness? You covet what they got, so I'm going to steal it from them instead of working and asking God to help me. I can get my own. That's the world we live in, people. We're in the last days of the last days. Glory to God. And I believe that before long, as a trumpet, going to wake up everybody, dead or alive. They're going to wake up. And it's the trumpet of God. Hallelujah. One day, and it ain't long, he's coming back. But he's coming back for a people that's made theirself ready. He's coming back for them laggards, them blowhards, them preachers on TV. If you do it my way, you'll be all right. There's many roads leads to God. No, there's not. There's one. His name's Jesus. When they preach that, you run. Run. Because they're not after your soul. They're trying to get your money and give your soul to the devil. They're leading you astray. Tell you right. He said, if you'll seek me and find me, you'll win favor with God. Hallelujah. That's seeking Jesus to get to God. And that's exactly what the word said. He said, no man can come to the Father but by Jesus. We've got to go through him. We've got to go by way of the cross. We've got to be covered with the blood. We've got to be forgiven and sanctified and made holy by the word.
Yeah.
God, you can't do it any other way. I'm going to flip over a little bit. Then I'm going to cool off a minute and let Sister Betty talk, read a while. This over here comes out of Matthew, and it's chapter 25. And it's what it says, verse 31. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed, hear this, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Glory to God. That's what he said, from the foundation of the world. And he goes on and says this, for I was hungry, and you gave me meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. Naked,
amen.
And you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came unto me. And then shall the righteous answer and say, Lord, when shall we be a hunger and fed you, or thirsty and gave you drink? When saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto them, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you've done it unto one of the least of these, my brethren, You've done it unto me.
Amen.
See, when Jesus comes into your life, I got news for you. You're going to try to bless somebody else. It ain't all about me, see, but it's about who I can help today. I leave out by going to town. I say, God, bring somebody in my path that I can tell them about you. Lord, let me be a light to somebody today. I don't want to go through a day and not tell somebody about Jesus Christ, about my Lord and Savior, about the one that saved my soul and forgave my sins and washed me clean in his blood, praise God. Hallelujah. And his spirit came in and resides within me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I got something and I want to go to heaven that makes me happier each and every day. Glory to God. I get up praising God. But I'm going to go to bed doing it too. Because one morning, one night, I'm not going to wake up no more. Everybody's got to face death. But if I face it, I want to face it with Jesus. What if you face it without Jesus? Glory to God. That's it. I ain't figured out why they want to be that way. And he said, then shall he say also unto them on the left hand, depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. It's not prepared for you. You have an escape route. You have Jesus. You got an advocate with the Father. You got one that died in your place. You got one that paid for your sins. If you'll just ask him and seek him out and find favor with God, glory to God. But he said, you know what? You curse him. Think about that. He said, for I was hungry. You gave me no meat. I was thirsty. You gave me no drink. I was a stranger. And you took me not in. Naked and you clothed me not. Sick and in prison and you visited me not. And then shall they also ask you, Lord, when shall we be hungry or thirst or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison? And did not minister unto thee. And then shall he answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, inasmuch as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into everlasting life. Now, if you want to know why we got this together, because if you're in the favor of God, if he's truly in your life, if he's truly your Savior, if you're truly blood-bought, washed, cleaned up from your sin, set apart in this world, a royal priesthood, glory to God, a peculiar people, one that don't fall for the snares of the devil or the tricks of the world or yearning after stuff out here. They're yearning for stuff up there. Because there's coming a day when it's going to be a separation. You get over here on my left. Y'all come over here on my right. You get on my left. You come on my right. He's going to separate families. He's going to separate mamas and daddies from their children. Children from their mamas and daddies. Some of them be placed on the left, and the rest of the family goes on the right. And glory to God, only the ones on the right is going to be going into the kingdom of God. The others go out to visit Satan down in the lake of fire, and it's forever. Glory to God. I'm preaching tonight because there is no escape. There is no escape. The judgment of God. We all have to stand before him to receive what we do in this body. People say, brother, I tell you what, I don't believe in it. I don't like hearing them preach on hell all the time. I can preach on heaven. And I say, heaven's the most wonderful place. You can't even imagine how good it is, how great the things God has laid up for them that love him. Oh, praise God. It's going to be so grand, so glorious. Hallelujah. We'll all have a place there, and we can be there forever. Glory to God. But if you don't make it in, you're going to regret it. Because hell is a place. The lake of fire is a place. There is a devil. If there's a God, and he threw Satan out, then Satan's real, folks. And glory to God. The salvation that Jesus Christ purchased on Calvary is real, too. Glory to God. The joy, the sheer joy that comes into your heart of knowing Jesus is yours and you belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing else. No sweeter in the world. If they brought 20 dump trucks of gold and put it in my yard, Hallelujah. I'll keep my Bible and I'll walk for God because I'm getting ready to go on home one day. The ones that want to buy you, they're called Satan's little devils. And they're everywhere in this world. We got people in Washington right now, supposed to be leaders of the world. Glory to God. And look where they're leading us. We're going to take the children and change them. We don't have to tell you. We're going to keep it a secret from the parents. They're still trying to push that. And the parents say, no, you ain't. No, we ain't happening. We'll vote all y'all out. We'll put more on the school board. But it ain't going to happen. And they're standing up to them. We ought to. Evil's evil. And we ought to be against it. But praise God. I don't care how you think about it. I'm telling you like it is. He said, them that shed innocent blood. Hallelujah, God. They're going to hell. They're going into judgment. Praise God. Why? Because innocent blood would be like a baby, wouldn't it? Think about that. They talked about abortion the other night. All on TV they're talking about it. Praise God. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, I'm one of them don't think it ought to be at all. They got all kinds of birth control devices and things and stuff you can take and all that stuff. Glory to God to keep from getting that way. And then they just want to go out and get that way anyway, where they get the pleasure of murdering a baby. Oh, they may take this off air, because I'm saying it like it is. So what? I'll say it like it is till the Lord calls me home. Because the truth is still the truth. It'll always be the truth. If you don't seek the favor of God, if you want to believe all this garbage they're bringing in this world, you're going to find what that lake of fire feels like. But you don't have to. It'll be your fault. You won't have no one to blame. You won't say, well, Mom and Daddy never took me to church. It stopped you from going. Well, they never told me about the Lord. Somebody did. You've heard it in your life. You rejected him. You didn't listen when he's pulling at your heart and say, my child, won't you come home? Won't you turn to me? Won't you let me free you from this burden? Won't you let me fully make you happy? And you say, no, not now. I'm living it up. I'm in this world, and I'm for all these different things. I want to see everybody be what they want to be. Well, you can't. If you're born something, that's the way you're going to be. That's what you are. You can't change it. All the surgery in the world, you'll still, if you was a man, you'll be a man. If you was a woman, you'll still be a woman. You may look different. You may not look like a man. You might look like a woman, but you'll never be one. So why is this, why are they lying? Now they said, I listened to the news today just a minute, and I shut it off. They said about some professor at a college out there somewhere saying that the genders is just as many genders as you want. How can you be more than a male or a female? I don't want to be a dog or a cat. And they talk about kids in school. They're having to put litter boxes in because the kids want to be called a cat. Are they stupid or crazy? Just don't want to learn the kids right? Or are they that sold out to the devil? Think about it. I'm telling you they're sold out. I'm telling you that they're bought up by Satan himself. They're run by the devil. And glory to God. We need to run from them as hard as we can run. Get a hold of the hymn of Jesus Christ. And don't you let go till you've won the favor of God. Show him. Don't tell him. Show him that you love him. Show him that you turned from sin. Show him every day that you choose it. That you choose true life over a fake life. Glory to God. I don't hear phony words. I want to know that God loves me. I want to feel it when I pray. When I'm crying out for my kids, I want to know God's there. When I get up to do a sermon and he moves me, I want to know I'm obeying. I'm following God. I'm following the instructions of the Lord. If he says, no, don't preach that, I got something else. And you just go to church and say, here. That's what you need to preach, preacher. Don't get up there with you. Made up sermons don't roll out on paper in a tablet. You just go to reading, flip it over, and that's what you preach. God determines what you preach. If your blood bought by Jesus, glory to God. I'm telling you, we got to get back to that old way of doing it. Where the preachers depended on God to give them their sermon. They didn't get online, start reading until they found one they liked. Oh, am I stepping on toes? Glory to God. Ought to. Mine's been mashed several times down here. But glory to God. That's what a Christian does. They stuff convicts them, and they can move on up. They can get closer to God. They can win more favor from the Almighty God. One can bless your children, bring your household in. Glory to God. All your grandkids can be saved. Hallelujah. Your brothers and sisters, their kids will be saved. Your whole, your family. That's when God loves you. He'll show you he loves you. Well, glory to God. You got to show him that you love him back. You got to be willing to say, Lord, I don't care what it is you want me to do. Just show me, Lord, and turn me loose. I'll go where you send me. I'll say what you tell me. Lord, I'll be what you want me to be. I'll be the Christian I'm supposed to be, God. I won't fall or falter or lay down on the job, God, but I'll be there. I never prayed a time God wasn't there for me. Not once.
Amen.
Sometimes he said no. And then I found out that was for my good. But most times God is right on the scene. Me and Sister Betty's talked a lot about times that we got without food, didn't have a job right then. And it's one of them, what are we going to do? Let's pray. And sure enough, there'd be food on the doorstep. Then a box of food, never know.
Yeah.
Or if you needed a little money to help you, somebody would bring money by and give it to you. Out of the blue, God told me to bring this to you. And they give you just enough to get by. That's God, and he's there. He's watching you right now.
Amen.
He's seeing if you desire him or if you desire this world. He's seeing if you'll choose him or you'll choose the world. He's seeing if you'll seek him early so you can find him. That you can enter into the pleasures of God, the happy blessings that he brings to us all. Everybody that loves him, they dedicate themselves to God. Because we got enough out here, praise God, that go like this when they get to church. And when they go out of church, that devil comes back in their eyes and they're doing everything else.
That, amen.
That song, I love this song, says, Saturday a sinner, but Sunday a saint. And it's going to take a lot
come
more
on.
Than that, please God. It's going to take a lot more than that to win the favor of an Almighty God. He knows everything about us. He said you don't have nothing hid. What you whisper in the closet in secret, he said it'll be shouted from the rooftop. So go
amen.
With God. You don't have any secrets from God. You don't have anything. You may have withheld something.
Right.
That one little thing you didn't want to let go of. So you hide it. When you're around people and you talk about God and how much you love him, as soon as they leave, all that little thing comes back out and tears you up again. There you are falling for it again. And you've never been saved. You never let go of everything. You never sought God with your whole heart.
Amen.
We're in the day when you can go to the church house. Might not hear nobody, praise God. It may be quiet in there all but the preacher. Sing three songs, preach, go home. Next time, sing three songs, preach, go home. We got to get out of the routine. We got to get back into something that just glory to God. It ain't natural to us. It's natural to God. We go in praising him, and the glory of God fills the house. Glory to God. And everybody gets in and gets a blessing from God. What's wrong with them days? What's wrong for when you leave out of the church? Oh, my gosh, did we get blessed or what? Man, did you see Sister So-and-so shouting all over everything? Did you see that brother? That was jumping up and down. I bet he jumped up and down for 20 minutes. What happened to those days? This changed. The heart of man has changed. But we got a God that loves you, will forgive you, will take you back. I'm asking you tonight, is it worth it to serve the devil and live forever in eternity in that lake of fire? Or would you rather seek the favor of God? Let me tell you how. Get your hands away from sin. Get your heart made up, not your mind, but your heart, that God is who I serve. He's who I follow. I'm going to listen to his word. I'm going to walk in his ways. I want him to show me the favor of God in my life. I want him to tell me that you're favored of God. Praise the Lord. I heard that. I ain't never got over it. That's 3 years ago. I hadn't forgot it. I still feel it. When I think of it, I get charged up. The battery gets full again. Because if you're favored of God, you know everything's going to be all right. It may not look that way. The clouds may get really dark. But praise God, there's a storm coming. But don't worry about it. I'm protected. Got a shield on me. Got some
clothes
on me. What do you got on you tonight? That's all that's going to matter. I preached all that to say this. If you really want God to favor you in your life, then you put him in your life. You invite him inside you. You turn everything over to him and walk in his statutes, his ways. Let him lead you. Let him guide you. Let him
protect
you, bless you, and keep you, and bring your children in, and your loved ones in, and your neighbors in. You keep praying, and things will keep happening. You keep believing, and watch what God will do. He's not a God that sits on the sideline when you're in trouble. He comes. He's there in your hour of need. But you got to seek him out first. You've got to put him in your life. You've got to invite him in. You got to ask him, please, Lord, forgive me, come into me. And he said, if you ask, what I say, you'll receive. If you see him, you're going to find him. And you start knocking at the door of God, the door of mercy. And he said, it'll open up to you. And he'll invite you into him and him into you. And glory to God, that's what you want to be after tonight. Nothing more, nothing less, anything less. You're not a Christian. You're just somebody claims to be. Anything less than giving God your all, praise the Lord, you didn't make the trip. You've got to surrender to God. You got to give yourself to God. You got to give all that you've got to serve God and please him. And God will give all that he's got to bless you and keep you and uphold you in righteousness and in truth and in holiness,
yes,
and purity and cleanness. Glory to God. And they won't no man be able to say evil of you and tell the truth. But you got to let God do the lead. Praise the Lord. Let's just pray real quick. Heavenly Father, I feel like there's somebody out there that's going to hear this, God, and it's going to touch their life. Move in them right now, God. Lord, I ask you not to just partway lead them in, but pull them all the way in, God. Let them find the favor of the Lord. Let them walk in that favor each day, God. Let them know that every day is sweeter than the one before, because we have a chance to get closer to you and closer home every day. And dear God, it just takes being willing to give up ourselves to get a hold of you, Lord. I don't want nothing but more of Jesus. I don't ask you for blessings of money or land or things in this world, but I do ask you for more of you, Lord. I want more. I want more. I want more. And God, I ask you to put that desire in their hearts right now. The ones that don't know you, the ones that claim to, but they've never let go and let you in. I ask you to put a desire in their heart right now that they can find the favor of the living God in their lives. Minister to them right now, Father. I ask you to pull them to Jesus. Draw them in, God. Hallelujah. Let there be a difference made in them tonight. God, let this be the day that they look back on and they can tell them 20 years from now, on that day, on this time, I got saved. Jesus came into my life and he made such a difference. I've never been left alone since then. He's always been with me. Lord, I ask that for everyone that's listening. In the precious name of Jesus, I ask. And in faith, I believe it. I trusted you for my salvation, and you came into my life. And dear God, I trust you for theirs, because there is no other salvation than through the name of Jesus Christ. And I ask you to move on.
Amen.
I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. I told you how hot it was here. I've been dripping everywhere. It's warm in here tonight.
Right.
But I'll tell you what, hell's going to be a lot hotter. If
yes,
I can't stand this for God, I sure can't stand hell, because I don't want to go there where you burn forever and ever. I'm going to a place, he said, no heat and no cold would light upon us. Think about that. That means it's perfect all day. That's who God is. Glory to God. I pray that you find him if you don't know him. I pray if you know him that you're seeking more of him. And Sister Betty, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
We thank you for coming in and preaching the word to us. And Do you have any prayer requests?
Just remember my sister, older sister Edna. She's still sick. She had pneumonia after the COVID. Had to go back to the doctor. I just have everybody keep praying for her because she's got to be well enough to watch Mother next week because I'm going down to meet my son and see him. I ain't seen him in way over a year. We're going to spend a few days together. I'm going to try to talk him into a little bit of this because he's been watching us and coming in and watching us on the broadcast. And I think God's dealing with him. And this gives me a chance to just sit down and talk to him a while. Maybe just pray with him some. I don't know what God will do, but I've sure been praying about it. Asked everybody to pray that while we're together, you know, we get down and pray together. That's something that ain't never happened. And I want that to happen so bad. And I know my God's able. I'm asking, and I'm expecting to receive. Remember that all my children, some that's not saved, that need saved, remember my grandkids that need saved. Remember the ones at St. Jude's up there, and the kids with cancer in them. And all the ones around the world that are so sick. The ones at the nursing homes, in the hospitals, the jails, and the prisons. Remember these people. Let's pray for them. Lift them up to God. If they find his favor, they can get out of prison and be a saved person. They can get out of jail and never go back. And they can get out of that hospital and be made whole again. They can get out of that nursing home and get out of that bed and be able to get up and move around like they ain't been able to in years. And let's just pray because I know my God's able. And that's one I want to pray for tonight.
Yes. I just want to say that if you have any prayer requests and you're on Facebook, just turn them in. Just put them in the comments below and we'll get with you there and pray over them. I know there's many needs out there. And just reach out to God tonight for every need because he's the supplier of salvation, of healing, of any need that you have. He's the answer. So if you have anything that you need to talk to God about, just get earnest with him and sincere with him. And I know that he'll come and meet you right where you're at. We're going to do the prayer request here in just a few minutes, but we're going to go on over here and sing a few songs, and then we'll be back in a little bit. So praise the Lord. Just pray for us here. Thank you, Jesus.
When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. The life we lead from day to day will show it. You have got to be a fellow man, helping and out of the ship that stands. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. You won't have to go around. Raise your face towards the ground. Let your love, joy, and gladness in your soul. The Lord will lift you up until that it's begun. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. Honestly, from day to day, we'll show it. You have love for the fellow man. Hello, please, and now the ship is sand. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. Get ready for the day. The Lord's gonna call you away. He's coming for a church and build up solid ground. Tell the others of his love and about that home of us. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. When you've been touched by the power of God, you'll know it. The life you lead from day to day will show it. So have love for your fellow men. That'll take them out of the ship and sin. You've been touched by the power of God.
Song. So I'm gonna do this one for him, and he knows what it is. Do you know how it feels? You know something's missing, and here it feels, small voice that you just keep dismissing. Do you know how it feels to be troubled inside? To think that for you, all across someone died. Do you know how it feels? When he lost to surrender, have you been washed away? Never to be remembered, and know that it will. Tell me, do you know how it feels? And now that you still don't know, you're a child of the King. Heavenly Father, all the very same. How does it feel to know you are loved? By the one who gave it and the stars after that. How does it feel? You know you're all right. You let me hit on your heavenly side. And know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it feels? Do you know how it feels when your cold heart is melting? Here it started flowing, the moment you fell into you know how it feels. You know you've been trained, and it seems that the whole world has been rearranged. Do you know how it feels? Whatever you brought, you still get a feeling that you're not at home, going heaven is real. Tell me, do you know how it feels? And how does it feel to know? You're a child of the King, your heavenly Father holds everything. How does it feel to know you are loved by one who created the stars of the night? How does it feel to know you're all right? You lay your head on your pillow each night and know that it's real. Ain't it good to know how it feels?
Glory unto God, praise your holy name. Yes.
When I'm down and out, with my heart is filled with fear and doubt. When I lift up my head to the depths of my heart and my troubles and sorrow away. Go away, Lord. Go away, Lord. When I lift up my head to the depths of my heart and my troubles and sorrow away. I can see the sun with my head to the ground, pierced in my vision with my heart down. And I have found the secret when I know the break. And I lift up my head to the fist of my heart, and I struggle for sorrow away. Go away, Lord. rolling, rolling, rolling. Okay, I'm gonna sing this one for my mom. She likes this song, and I've not done it for her in a while, and she likes this one. Time. It's filled with strength and vision. God on earth and earth is dead. Build your hopes on faith eternal. Oh, God's unchanging hand. The hold you near your pain. God's unchanging hand. Hold you near your pain. God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on saving her. Hold to God's unchanging name. Trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever you may breathe. If my earthly friends forsake me, will I closely to Him cling? Make your journey to completed. You have victory. Don't your home. Your pasture so will be. Hold to His hand.
Only God knows what you're feeling inside. Only God knows.
love and your heart's been broken. Only God knows all the times you cry. Only God knows every tear is broken. Only God knows what you're feeling inside. Only God knows what you're feeling inside. It's so great to live with our brother. Laid his life on the line for another. I know what it was, it counts in time. At the time that it worked on the best of friends ever seemed to be alive. Only God knows when your heart's been broken. Only God knows all the times you cried. Only God knows every fear unspoken. Only God knows if you're feeling inside. Only God knows if you're feeling inside. When all hope's gone, the dreams are shattered. And it's dark to feel like nothing else matters. There's a friend when friends cannot be found. He's a friend in need and he's holding me. And he can turn your life around. Turn your life around. Only God knows if your heart's been broken. Only God knows all the times you cried. Only God knows that the fear is spoken. Only God knows if you're feeling inside. Only God knows if you're feeling inside. Only God knows. Only God knows if you're feeling inside. Only
God knows if you're
feeling inside.
The Lord.
Amen.
Now I got thinking about that song, Hold to God's Unchanging Hand. You know, we might change, but God never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I wouldn't want to serve a God that changed all the time. I thank God that our God never changes, that He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I've got some prayer requests to bring before everybody, and want everybody to, all the believers to help pray for them. Vicki Reed said keep her family, all of her family in prayer, and she has a family member that is, I guess, on hospice and needing a miracle. So remember that family member, and let's remember all the ones in the hospitals, the jails, the nursing homes, the ones that are in the house and, you know, shut-ins and can't get out, everything. Let's remember all of them. Cookie Wood says to remember her daughter that needs healing in her stomach. Cricket said to remember her family, her and her family. Ron said remember him and his family. Judy Carnley and Tim Nowak with prayer. Remember Brenda Carden and her family. She said that her sister is looking for a place to move, need a place to live, so just pray that God will supply that need.
Yes.
Let's remember Willa Jean, that God will continue to strengthen her body. And let's remember Henry and Cindy and their family. Cindy has a lot of health problems. Remember them. Let's remember Dora and Jay. Dora's come a long ways. Everybody got to praying for her, and the Lord has touched her body as far as the cancer goes. They said that she was healed, and but she's needing a lot of strength. And so just pray that God will touch her and strengthen her body. Pray for Jay as he takes care of her. Let's pray for Johnny. He had a stroke. That's Betty Miller's son, and he's needing a miracle. My nephew's wife, she fell and I think it broke her foot and her arm. So remember her. My sister Eloise fell Tuesday here at the house and broke her hip. She had surgery yesterday, and she's needing healing in her hand. She fell on her hand, and they x-rayed it, but they haven't got the results back yet. And she said it was all swelled up, hurting her real bad. So remember that. Remember Ann Hagen. She's needing a miracle for her daughter. Her daughter's in hospice, but we know that God's able. If he wants to raise her up, we know that he can. And we're just believing God to do that. And Randy has cancer, needs a miracle. Remember Deborah Chandler, she's got diabetes.
Yeah.
And let me see. Let me get over here where these requests are here. April needs prayer for her and her son Abel. And Rita Carden says to remember her and her family. They're in need of prayer. She said, God knows. I know they've been having a lot of family members being sick and everything, so just remember them. Jeff Brown says, pray for me and my family and my brother John. And my brother Larry needs prayer. And Karen Nowak said to pray for her. And Angie said to continue pray for Nellie. And she was having a rough day today. She's on dialysis. That's our pastor's sister. So remember her. And remember Leon. About 3 o'clock this morning, Angie's husband Leon was took to the hospital with those bad headaches that he's had ever since he had the stroke. And he's at home right now sleeping. So remember him and pray for Angie's hands and feet. They've been bothering her ever since she had chemo and all that stuff. And she's been having a lot of aches and pains in her bodies. And remember her son, Daniel, her sister, Lisa, and her little girl, Serenity. And pray for Brother Don's granddaughter, Lacey. She's in the hospital. Don't wrong with her, but God does. And Angie said, to pray for a closer walk with the Lord and for the lost and for all the sick. And there's many, many more out there that are needing prayer. Ann Hagen knows of a young man that's talking about committing suicide. He's got suicide on his mind, so we just break that old spirit of suicide off of him right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, just give him the peace of mind that he needs, Lord. Just touch him and take the depression out of him, Lord. Just save his lost soul, Lord, and just put him in the place he needs to be. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And just to ask you, Lord, to just touch him and just raise him up, Lord, out of this pit that he's in. In Jesus' name we pray. And, there's many, many more that are needing prayer. Brother Ivan goes to our church. He's got a brother-in-law that's going to be buried, I think, tomorrow, his sister's husband. And just remember that family, that God will comfort them in this time of need, you know. And he's got a niece that her husband has cancer. Cancer did shrink, but let's continue to pray that it's going to have to shrink all the way and be gone in Jesus' name. And just remember all the ones out there on Facebook. There's many needs out there. And just pray for one another.
Don and Leela.
And remember Leela and Tico over in the Philippines. Brother Don and her is friends of ours. And he used to come on the broadcast and sing for us. And his wife, several weeks ago, had to have her leg amputated. And she's deaf stated over that for her and remember him as he tries to care for. And there's a lot of people with the COVID right now and different sicknesses. And so just remember all of this. And let's pray most of all for the ones that need the Lord, that they will see their need for the Lord and that they'll give their heart to the Lord before it's too late, because we're never promised tomorrow and we better be ready at all times. But we're going to the Lord in prayer, and God knows every situation, every need. We may not know every one of them, but he knows all of them. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer, and Brother James, you lead us in prayer there.
Father God, praise we come God. Before your mighty throne in the name of Jesus tonight. Intercede, Lord, on all of behalf. All these
Lord,
things, God, how great a number of people and the things that are wrong, God, how the Satan is trying to destroy people. But you know, he can't do it. We got a God that's better than the deceit. We got a God that's better than the spirit to commit suicide, God. Because we prayed in the name of Jesus. I believe that spirit had to let go. I believe in your God that you'll move on each one we pray for tonight, God, that you move and lift up and make well of those that are sick out of the way, God, and bring in the walls, God. I believe that you're moving their hearts in such a way, God, and wake them up from sleep, God, and set their feet on that rock of Jesus Christ, that they can truly build a life upon it, a life that lasts forever. I'm going to God's sake.
Anything to add?
Psalm 37. It says, fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down like the grass, and wither as a green herb.
Yes.
Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord. He shall give thee the desires of your heart. If you ain't desiring evil, if you're desiring good, good life, a good feeling about yourself and about others, love for God, then he'll give it to you. You commit your way, it says, unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. That's the desires of your heart he's talking about. What is it you yearn for? If it ain't the world, if it's the things of God, the goodness of God, the mercy of God, the salvation of the Lord, then glory to God, he'll bring it to pass.
Yes,
he will. He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light and thy judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for it. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth.
Yes.
Praise God. You see, he said, quit worrying about all them evildoers out here. For a good man, one that serves God, he's going to bring back the desires of your heart. Whatever the thing is that you desire the most from God, then he'll give it to you. But you've got to give God your heart. You've got to give him your love, your faithfulness, your truthfulness.
Yes.
Give him, and he'll give you his joy, his peace, his comfort.
Amen.
Bring about the desires of your heart. As long as your desires are not evil, God will truly supply them to you. Glory to God.
Amen.
And here's a couple of verses on over here. It says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighted in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Said, I've been young, and now I'm old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful, and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. All he said do was depart from evil, and do good, and you'll dwell forevermore. Once God's in your life, I'm telling you this, praise God, you won't want to do no more evil. You'll watch yourself to keep yourself from falling short of the glory of God. You will want his glory shining in your life. Glory to God.
Amen.
He said, for the Lord loveth judgment and forsaketh not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. That's that eternity he's speaking of. The righteous will be there, but the wicked will not be there. But you got to make up your mind. I want to be one of the children of God. I want to be one of the blessed. I want to be one that's in his favor at all times, that he's watching me. If I fall, he'll help me up. His hand, his day guides my steps. He shines a light in my path, and he'll lead me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake, because I'm his child. I carry his name. Glory to God. I'm a Christian. Christ is who he was called, and I'm a Christian, which means I got to be like Christ in all that I do, say, and think, and I can enter in to the joy of my Lord one day. He'll say, welcome in, my good and faithful servant. And he's the one serving me. He's the one blessing me. He's the one forgiving me. He's the one taking care of me. He's the one that brings everything I need each and every day. And yet he says, come in, my good and faithful servant. Just because we loved somebody that was doing everything in our life that we needed, of course we're going to love somebody like that. But if you don't, it's just because you don't know it. Let me tell you his name. His name is Jesus. He's the Son of the living God. He's the Word of God made flesh. Come and dwelt among us. And through faith in him is the only way you can be saved. But you can truly be saved tonight. The Bible said, confess with your mouth, believe in your heart that God has raised him up from the dead, and you shall be saved. It's not hard. It's not a big thing. You got. It's just you getting down, brokenhearted, asking God to forgive you. And friend, he will, and he'll be with you the rest of your life. He'll uplift you. He'll carry you through every trouble that comes your way, and you'll come through victorious because Jesus loves you. I'll get back to you, Sister Betty.
Okay. We just want to say we thank everybody for coming in and listening, and just tell all your friends and your neighbors about this. If you liked it tonight, we'd appreciate if you'll like it and share it out to where other people can hear it.
Amen.
And maybe somebody else will be touched. And we just want to say that Pastor Don Harris has a broadcast every Monday at 6 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time, and Reaching the World for Christ comes on every Thursday night from 6 to 8 p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. And we just want to welcome everyone back in on Monday and on Thursday nights, and just spread the word and word around that we're on those two nights. We're just trying to lift up the name of Jesus and trying to see souls saved and healed and set free and delivered. So
amen.
We've just a couple minutes left, and we're going to just tell everybody good night. We love you all. Thank God for you. Just keep praying for this broadcast. And until next time, you go with God. Thank you.
Amen.
Good night. God bless.
Love y'all. Good night. God bless you all.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.